Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Clackety drumming from the hum and beat of my heart. Wireless towers, a flash of powers, and thunder showers, and bitter and patter resounded to the bound and beat of my heart. And since you're mine, my love song needs another line with word divine that your name will rhyme with while I sing in time with a hair thump and bump and beat of my heart.
Listen to the beat. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And we're back together this week. Michael Coates along with the second hour of the show in just under an hour's time. And you've got the rather dubious pleasure of me, John Yule, for the first hour of the programme this week. And I'll be featuring more, quite a lot more, actually, from the Jazz Cruise, which I started to cover last week, having got back from Miami the week before, in actual fact. This week we began with the singer from Seattle, who I wish we could hear rather more of, Greta Matassa, who doesn't appear very much, very far from Seattle, and who only records occasionally. Her album Portrait was recorded at the David Lange Studios in Edgware in Washington State and released in 2019. The track we heard was The Beat of My Heart, a composition which I think goes back to the 30s, from Johnny Burke and Harold Spina. And the lineup with Greta Matassa on vocals was Darren Clendenin on the piano, if I pronounced that correctly, Clipper Anderson on bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Alexei Nikolaev on the saxophone. Cue now on cue for Steve Davis. A return now to the trombonist album Blue Aesthetic, which completely comprises of his own compositions, and this in fact is the title track. Recorded at Sear Sounds in New York on February the 8th, 2021. On guitar we hear from Peter Bernstein. On vibes we hear from Steve Nelson. On piano, Jeffrey Keyser. On the bass, Christian McBride. And on drums, Willie Jones III. And of course, on trombone, here's Steve Davis.
Thank you.
Aesthetic from Steve Davis. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for the first hour of the programme, John Yule. I hope you'll be in a position to stick with us for the whole 2 hours today, whether you've got your feet up and listening with a nice cup of tea or something, or whether you're going around your daily business. With so much to report on from the jazz cruise this week, there's time just for two vocals, which aren't connected to the jazz cruise this year in any case, and we've had one already. This is the second one from someone who was on the cruise 2 years ago, the world's best young vocalist, Samara Joy. This is from her first album as a leader, recorded in October the 20th and also the 21st, 2020, at the Octavian Studios in Mount Vernon, New York. We hear from Pasquale Grosso, her musical director and guitarist, who, as I usually mention, I met by pure chance in Central Park about 6 years ago. And we also hear from Ari Rowland on the bass and Kenny Washington on drums. This number is actually also on the Greta Matassa album, which I kicked off with this week. But this is Samara Joy's version, a composition from Sam Jones and Donald A. Wolfe called If You Never Fall in Love With Me.
I loved you so since that first day. The angels let you leave and come my way. Don't you see what a lost lady I'm liable to be if you never fell in love with me? I'm not the girl I was before, 'cause now you own my heart forevermore. I'll be a sailor adrift on an uncharted sea if you never fell in love with me. If you come through, say that you're mine. I'll make your life one great big valentine. We'll build a new love world for two, and we'll find joys no lovers ever knew. I wanna stay here by your side and keep your arms forever occupied. Don't you see what a lost lady I'm liable to be if you never fell in love with me? Stay here by your side and keep your arms forever occupied. Don't you see what a lost lady I'm liable to be if you never fell in love with? I live a life of ecstasy if you ever fell in love with me.
Samara Joy and If You Never Fell in Love with Me. Right, we'll get the gig guide out of the way earlier than usual, I think, now, with such a lot to get through. And we're beginning with a reminder about tonight, the Keith Peters Big Band at the Farm Road Social Club, an 8:30 start for a concert on the theme of love. Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 26th, features Socia Cole, a tenor sax player, and he'll be colleging and abstracting the music of Thelonious Monk with Josh Valdivido on the bass and Tim Giles on drums. And, of course, Socia Cole on tenor saxophone. We have at Cabanas tomorrow the popular band that play there quite a lot, Louie Louie Louie, presenting swing, jump, jive, ska and R&B with a four-part vocal harmony. The Sheffield Jazz Promotion this week is on Thursday evening, the 27th of February at 7:30, and it's at the Firth Hall, which of course is situated in the University of Sheffield, or across the road from the main building, or the side of the original building of the University of Sheffield. The attraction there will be the Elchin Shirinov Trio, a fusion of contemporary jazz and Abidjani influences. So if you want to see how that works out, we've got Elchin Shirinov on piano, Andrea DeBias on bass, and Dave Hemplett on drums. As I say, that's at Firth Hall on Thursday evening. In fact, Thursday evening, the 27th of February at 7:30. On to the Jazz Cruise from last month, which this year featured for the first time the trumpeter Bruce Harris, who played with a variety of lineups on the cruise, including one we are going to hear on the next track after this, the full lineup. But this is Bruce's own album, his latest album called Soundscape, recorded at JB's Duke Joint in Astoria, New York City, in October the 25th, 2020. With Bruce, we hear Sullivan Faulkner on piano, who was on the cruise this year with his own trio, along with David Wong on bass and Aaron Kimple on drums. The composer of this next number was G.G. Grice, and the number is called Satellite. Thank you. New Orleans drummer Herlin Riley is someone who appears with all sorts of lineups on the cruise this year. He played as a leader, and I've seen him perform many styles over the years, Herlin. He's from New Orleans, and I've seen him perform traditional New Orleans material, and I've seen him produce jazz rock fusion in New Orleans, so he certainly covers all the bases there. On the ship, he appeared with the range of different settings, including his own lineup, which we're about to hear on record. He played the tambourine on the gospel show, would you believe? And as I say, he led his own quartet, from which we now hear. We hear Emmett Cohen on piano on record, although he actually played the Hammond B3 in this gig on the cruise. I've never seen him play the Hammond B3 before, but he's obviously a man of many parts. The lineup here also includes Godwin Lewis, who appeared playing alto with this band and with another number of different combinations of musicians. I hadn't heard Godwin Lewis before. I have to say I'm very impressed. I'm hoping to be able to play one of his own albums in a few weeks' time. We also hear from Bruce Harris, who we heard on the last track, of course, as leader, and on trumpet, of course, and the new cruiser for this year was Russell Hall, who we hear on bass. This is from an excellent album, or two tracks from an excellent album called Perpetual Optimism, which was recorded in two venues, the Avatar Studios in New York and the Scoring Works Studios in New Orleans. Both sessions took place in 2017. The two tracks we're going to hear then, first of all, the old favourite You Don't Know What Love Is, composed by Don Rae and Gene DePaul from, would you believe, an Albert and Costello film in 1941 called Keep 'em Flying. And then we're going to hear straight after that the title track of the album, composed by Herlin Riley, Perpetual Optimism.
Thank you.
Helen Riley with his own composition. Emmett Cohen stays with us now, having played on the last two tracks. He stays for this session with Cruise veteran Houston Person. They actually played together on the Cruise, one gig in the main theatre. Houston, I think, appeared in a couple of other gigs, and as usual, Emmett Cohen appeared sort of, it seemed every other gig he went to, but that wasn't the case, but he probably played a couple of times each day. Now 90 years young, Houston Person, and I have to say, needing a fair bit of assistance to get on and off the stage, but he still plays ballads absolutely beautifully, better than most, probably. We hear him here with Yashima Nakamura on bass. In actual fact, Russell Hall did the honours on the Cruise for this particular gig, and both on the Cruise and on the record, Kyle Poole is on drums. This particular recording was made on May the 16th, 2023 at the Van Gelder Studios, and it's from Emmett Cohen's Master's Legacy series, Volume 5 to be precise, and a popular number, I think, with the jazz musicians, a popular choice, is what we're going to hear now. Emmett Cohen and Houston Person and Sunday Kind of Love. Houston person, who we are sticking with now, another track from Houston, appearing here with the late Russell Malone. Matthew Parrish on bass, Larry Fuller is on piano, and as was on the cruise for Houston's own gigs, Louis Nash on drums. This was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios again in 2022, July the 19th to be precise, and indeed this composition by Houston himself, which is also the title track from this album, obviously pays tribute to the founder of the studio, Rudy Van Gelder. The track and the album are called Reminiscing at Rudy's. Cuban band leader Arturo Sandoval returned to the cruise this year, leading a seven-piece lineup, and I'm pleased to say playing the trumpet a little more than he has done on recent gigs I've seen. The offering here comes from an album called Dear Diz, a tribute to Dizzy Gillespie, Every Day I Think of You. Leading one of the most star-studded big bands of rotating personnel I've ever known and recorded in four different cities, we're going to hear solos from this particular lineup from Arturo Sandoval on trumpet, Bob Mincer on tenor, Gary Burton on vibes. The arrangement is by Gordon Goodwin, which makes me think this particular recording was probably made in Los Angeles, and I don't think I really need to introduce the track. It's Salt Peanuts.
Thank you.
Peanuts from Cuban bandleader Arturo Sandoval. I must remember to call him Arturo, not Arturo. He takes exception to being called a bull, as I once found out when he pointed it out to a waiter. Right, so that just about finishes the first hour of Swing Time this week. So this is John Yule saying thank you for being with me for the last hour or so. And we're going to play out before Mike takes over with another track from Bruce Harris. This is the Johnny Mercer number, If You Were Mine.